Visiting Teaching Message, Delighting in Service and Good Works. Read the following with the sisters you visit and discuss the questions, scriptures, and teachings from our church leaders. Share your experiences and testimony and invite those you teach to do the same. Mosiah chapter 2, verse 17. When ye are in the service of your fellow beings, ye are only in the service of your God. Alma chapter 37, verse 34. Teach the people to never be weary of good works, but to be meek and lowly in heart, for such find rest to their souls. Doctrine and Covenants, section 58, verses 27 and 28. Verily I say, men should be anxiously engaged in a good cause, and do many things of their own free will, and bring to pass much righteousness, for the power is in them, wherein they are agents unto themselves. And inasmuch as men do good, they shall in no wise lose their reward. Elder Robert J. Whetton of the 70. Jesus' love for us motivated his atoning sacrifice for our sins. Without his love, we would be unable to return to our Heavenly Father. How he lived his life is the example we should follow. His way should be our way. Therefore, what manner of men ought ye to be? Verily I say unto you, even as I am. 3 Nephi chapter 27, verse 27. He showed us that we must go about doing good, that the spiritual and physical welfare of our fellow men is as important as our own, and that we should show genuine concern and compassion for all of our Heavenly Father's children. Moroni defines Christ-like love as charity. It's not enough to say we believe and that we love Him. We must be found possessed with His kind of love for others at that last day. It is not necessary for us to lay down our life for others as He did, but like the Savior, we should bless the lives of others by giving of what our life is made up of, our time, our talents, our means, and ourselves. True Followers, Ensign, May 1999, page 30. Elder Dallin H. Oakes of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. We are challenged to move through a process of conversion toward that status and condition called eternal life. This is achieved not just by doing what is right, but by doing it for the right reason, for the pure love of Christ. The Apostle Paul illustrated this in his famous teaching about the importance of charity. See 1 Corinthians chapter 13. The reason charity never fails, and the reason charity is greater than even the most significant acts of goodness he cited, is that charity, the pure love of Christ, Moroni chapter 7, verse 47, is not an act, but a condition or state of being. Charity is attained through a succession of acts that result in a conversion. Charity is something one becomes. Thus, as Moroni declared, except men shall have charity, they cannot inherit the place prepared for them in the mansions of the Father. Ether chapter 12, verse 34. The Challenge to Become, Ensign, November 2000, page 34. President James E. Faust, second counselor in the First Presidency. God knows you and what you can become, because He has known you from the beginning, when you were His Spirit sons and daughters. What you become will depend in large measure upon how you follow righteous principles and do good works. Who do you think you are? Ensign, March 2001, page 2. How is rendering service related to the atonement of Jesus Christ? How does service affect the receiver? How does it affect the giver? How can we find more delight in service? End of Visiting Teaching Message, Delighting in Service and Good Works.